Daily movies are back in downtown Burlington. The city hasn't had a dedicated movie theater since Merrill's Roxy Cinema closed last year. That's what inspired a group of locals to start Partisan Film. It's a member-run nonprofit, and today it opens a two-screen independent micro-cinema on College Street. Jack Nilsson of the University of Vermont Community News Service recently visited Partisan Film and got a tour from three of its founding members.
Okay, so when you go down the hallway, you'll find our two theaters. The one in front is the big theater with 31 seats, as well as a bathroom, which is very important.
Yes, I mean it's a micro cinema, so it's a small space, but we have big dreams for it. I'm Brett. I'm the president of Partisan Film, and I've always really loved movies. I worked in movie theaters when I was in my 20s, and it gave me an opportunity to connect with other people. And I want to make sure other people have that opportunity here to have meaningful experiences of art together.
My name is Antonio Galan. I am the secretary of Partisan Film. I'm not the biggest cinephile necessarily, but I do love films. But when I lived in other places where I was kind of looking for community and looking for things to do, one of the places I would go to would be to the local like art house cinema. It was kind of a place to just be around people that I felt were like me, even if I felt detached from the larger place that I was at.
I'm Michelle Sigalczyk. I'm one of the board members of Partisan Film. And Brett is my husband. And Brett and I moved to Burlington with very few criteria of what we wanted in a place to live. And one of the things on the list was that it had a local movie theater. And so when we heard that the Roxy was thinking about closing, we just started chatting about what would Burlington have to replace it. And then just a few months later, in November, it officially closed. And so we got more serious about the plan to create a community-run micro-cinema.
And I remember when I heard, like, the Roxy's closing, the first thing I thought, I'm like, well, I wonder if we're doing this or not. And then I don't know when the next time I saw you, I'm like, are we doing this? And Brett was like, yes, we are. So it was something that was kind of something that you talk about. But then, like, as soon as the Roxy officially closed, like, Brett hit the ground running.
It has been fast, but I also, at times, you know, I'd wish it had been faster. It was a real struggle to kind of determine whether this space was feasible as a movie theater, and then to, you know, figure out, well, can we afford to do what it takes to make this space into a movie theater? And it took a while to get started on this project, and we didn't close on this space until May.
And we were all at that point members of DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America. So it was kind of really born out of that space.
So we have ideas about the problems of how businesses operate in our society, and we have ideas about how they could operate differently. And so taking this on was an opportunity to try out that vision.
This is really supposed to be for high school students, college students, retired people, professors, teachers, just people who love movies, for the hope is a low barrier to entry. And that matters to us because it's the path to democratic participation.
In many ways, I'm already like super proud to be associated. I think the day to me is going to be opening night, when there's like somewhat random people showing, like just people showing up. And at that point will be an actual thing.
My dreams for it are big. I really would like to create kind of a lasting cultural institution in the city. You know, if you're going to do it, you might as well go big.
That was Brett Yates, Michelle Sigalczyk, and Antonio Galan talking with Jack Nilsson for the University of Vermont Community News Service.